All right, another great 2 days of training. North Huntington, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pittsburgh. 80 wonderful men and women who came to take the class. A lot of people are going to go out and do some great stuff. A lot of great folks. We had a great time. On to Brookville, Ohio. 4.5 hour drive west through the heartland of America here. Consider it. And we had some discussion in class today, and I talked about some situations where people aren't taking any action at all because they feel like they have no constitutional grounds to stand on regarding actually seizing or compelling identification. And there's one thing I want to talk about to everybody that I find interesting that people can't even wrap their mind around in this or thought about it at all. And it's the consensual encounter and the power of a handshake, right? So I've heard stories of like, we didn't know what to do, so we just let them get away. We saw them, but we didn't know how to like walking up to somebody and shaking their hand and introducing yourself is one of those powerful things you can do as a law enforcement officer, especially when somebody's engaged in criminal activity. When you shake somebody's hand, you're compelling them psychologically to have a conversation with you. There was a story recently of some really foolish police work, and I said, why didn't they just walk up and give the handshake and go for the consensual encounter? Now remember, what's the constitutional justification needed for a consensual encounter? It's nothing. A mere inquiry, you can walk up to anybody you want, shake hands with them, and you can even ask them for identification without any constitutional justification needed. You're not as long as they don't feel like they're trapped or stuck with you or feel like it's an investigative detention, it's not. But mere inquiries do start at just mere inquiries, and then they can climb to reasonable suspicion. That's really depend on what your skill level is. Are you starting to pick apart their stories and, I don't know, figure out that something's not right at this encounter? That may bring you to the next level of, now you have reasonable suspicion to create an investigative detention. You have a lot of weird things going on. Especially for New Jersey folks or anywhere where you can search people when they smell like weed. Like, if you walked up to, we saw the guy, we didn't know how to approach him, like in New Jersey, if you walked up to a guy and like, well, you know, he had a backpack on and we didn't know. So walk up and see if you smell marijuana. And then you got to know that in the state of New Jersey, you can at least search somebody and even arrest them when you smell marijuana alone. Now, people will see this and go, yes, we actually can do this in New Jersey. And people will, oh, wow, that's crazy. Oh, what he's saying is not true. It's not. And why the fuck was it on the SARDS exam 3 weeks ago? And 12 people called me and said, you know how you said it's on a SARDS exam. How many people got that question wrong? It was all fucking bullshit until it showed up on your SARDS exam from the Civil Service Commission. So, but walking up and making that contact and beginning having that conversation, I did it all the time, all the time. You can walk up and talk to people. If you want them to leave the area and they're up to no good, you can tell that. Maybe just your mere presence of standing next to them. I would literally stand behind people who I believed were engaged in criminal activity, especially if it's working at like Woodward Center, the mall. I would follow them around the mall and make them leave because I knew they were either shoplifting or doing some kind of credit card fraud or ID fraud, whatever it may be. If I didn't want to go up and shake the hand and it was a busy day and I had to remain available, just shuffle them right out of the mall by my mere presence. But there's a lot of times I walked up and shook people's hands, introduced myself, maybe a shoulder touch when I did it. And guys, this is one of the most underused tools we have as law enforcement officers because everybody thinks, well, we don't have reasonable grounds to approach them. You don't need them. You can walk up to people and say hello. You can make encounters in motor vehicles and parking lots. As long as you're not positioning your car and blocking their exit and not making it sound like it's a motor vehicle stop, you're going to be good to go to walk up to cars, knock on the window and say hello and begin a conversation. There's nothing in the law that says you can't. As a matter of fact, there's plenty of things in the law that says you can. So think about that. When all else fails, your last-ditch effort, it's a great resource to have. People don't think outside the box. Most of you get very uncomfortable with talking to people. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable if you want to be an effective police officer. You have to have confidence. You have to have some balls. You can't be introverted. You can't not talk. You have to be cocky at some level and be confident. And make these approaches politely, Think about how you want to be talked to. And this is just a great tool to have. So hopefully you learned something from this video. Hopefully there are a handful of people who watch this will run into a situation where they don't know what to do, and they'll just say, fuck it, I'm going to go shake the dude's hand and say hello and see if you can start digging it up from there. I've seen interdiction units that literally do pedestrian interdiction in these high trafficking areas of pedestrian traffic and train platforms and bus stops and depots, and they're killing it. And they're just walking up and shaking hands. So that being said, guys, hopefully you found some value in this training this afternoon. I'll probably have a lot of time to think about things, so don't be surprised if you see me again in the next 3 hours while I'm driving out west here. Enjoy.